It is 4:16, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Today brought to you by Top to Bottom for your home improvement project. All you need is one company, Top to Bottom. They've been doing it all for more than 30 years, including repairing leaky roofs, rotted wood, chimney repair, and masonry, mold, and odor controllers, more and more. My gosh, the list just goes on and on. Call John at Top to Bottom, 338-9865. That's 338-9865 for Top to Bottom. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your theme week on aliens?
Yeah, so today we're talking about Gordon Shumway, who you might know better as Alf.
Alf.
Yes.
Of course,
Alf.
Yeah.
So, of course, he was the star of the show Alf. Yeah, which aired on NBC for four seasons from September of 1986 through March of 1990.
Yes.
The name Alf is short for Alien Life Form.
Alien Life Form, yeah.
A guy named Paul Fusco created and plays Alf, and he also provides the voice for the character. So Alf is from the planet Melmac.
Melmac, yeah.
Who has arrived on planet Earth and lands in the Tanner family's garage. Mm-hmm. Alf was the first TV show to be presented in Dolby surround sound.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
So Paul Fusco created the character in 1984 using an alien-looking puppet that he apparently used to annoy his family and friends.
Oh, perfect.
That's fun.
Sounds like a great sitcom.
Sounds like a really fun friend to have. So he was notoriously secretive about his character up until the series premiere. During the show's production, he refused to acknowledge that the puppet Alf was anything other than an alien. All involved with the production were cautioned not to reveal any of Alf's production secrets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, keep it all hush-hush. To avoid wear and tear on the principal Alf puppet,
The
performers rehearsed with a crude early version of Alf, which they nicknamed Ralph. Rehearsal alien life form.
Rehearsal Alf.
Yeah.
Ralph, I get it. Yeah.
So the set for the show was built on a platform raised 4 feet above the ground with trap doors constructed at many points so that Alf could appear pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
The trapdoors had to be reset multiple times, sometimes during a single scene, and Fusco used his left hand to control Alf's mouth while his right hand controlled Alf's right arm.
Wow.
Another puppeteer assisted him beneath the stage operating Alf's left arm, and there was a third puppeteer who controlled Alf's facial and ear movements via a radio control off-screen.
Wow.
All that for just one puppet.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So due to the inherent nature of producing a show featuring hand-operated puppets, Alf was technically difficult and extremely demanding on the entire cast, many of whom hated playing second fiddle to an inanimate puppet.
I bet.
And I could see that. I think that would get old real fast.
I'm an actor.
Yeah.
It's a puppet.
It could take a full day to film one 30-minute episode, all confirmed during a 2000 People magazine interview that there were constantly high levels of tension on the set.
Oof.
Not a great place to work.
No.
But Alf appeared on a number of other popular TV shows. He popped up on Matlock, Blossom, and Hollywood Squares, among many others.
Matlock?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And Blossom. I don't know.
I'm going to YouTube that.
But Alf also had his own set of trading cards, a whole series issued by Topps in the late 80s. Alf-related merchandise was sold during the show's original run, and in 1987, over $250 million in Alf merchandise was sold.
That's huge.
That's major, yeah.
Yeah.
So the series concluded with an unresolved cliffhanger, but a later TV movie called Project Alf served as a series finale for the franchise.
Oh, good.
To capitalize on the success of the series, of course, they created a spinoff.
Yes.
An animated series was produced, airing Saturday mornings on NBC. Alf, the animated series, was a prequel series set on Melmac before the planet exploded. And in 2004, Alf hosted a short-lived talk show. Called Alf's Hit Talk Show. Was not a hit at all. It was originally intended to be a one-time special, but gained enough viewers for more episodes. The series is considered to be a major flop and has been considered one of the worst talk shows in history.
Whoa, easy.
Pretty bad.
I feel like I just saw a clip from the Alf Talk Show. Because
really?
I remember thinking, oh, I forgot Alf had a talk show.
I think it was only like seven episodes or something. I mean, it was super short-lived.
Who did the interview? Do we know?
Some pretty big names.
Yeah.
There's a Wikipedia page on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
On August 1st of 2018, it was announced that Warner Brothers would produce an Alf reboot.
Hey.
Because why not?
Why not?
Reboot would have likely focused on Alf returning to Earth with a new family and characters, but later that year, It was reported that the reboot had been canceled. However, an article published by Deadline in May of 2020 stated that the reboot is on the HBO Max development slate.
So you'll be able to watch it because you're on the HBO Max.
Maybe we'll get a reboot of it after all. Who knows?
It'll be so. Imagine them making a show with an alien now. It's going to be so dark and so depressing and serious.
Would he look outdated?
They would, of course. They would change everything. They just keep the name.
Yeah.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with ALF, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play the theme song to the ALF TV show.
Sounds good, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That is the theme song to the TV show ALF. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about ALF as a part of our theme week on Alien.
Aliens it is. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right. It took three people to control the ALF puppet.
ALF was the first show to be presented in Dolby surround sound.
And over $250 million in ALF merchandise was sold in 1987.
Holy cow.
Including baseball cards.
Baseball. I talked to you about this earlier off the air, that I remembered a fast food chain did the puppets where you would get like a Happy Meal, I think it was.
It was Burger King. And it was that did that.
And they did the ALF puppets. And I would be willing to bet that is somewhere in my parents' basement still.
You think that's worth any money these days?
A fortune.
It might be.
Probably why they're holding on to it.
Yeah. You never know.
No, what if I find that and brought that? I mean, I should bring that in. I should have that in my office. I loved ALF when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It's a great sitcom. You said you watch clips, you don't think it's funny.
Yeah.
And to be fair, they were clips in isolation.
They were.
And, you're of a different generation.
Yeah.
Okay. Folks want to learn more about ALF, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all right there. Thank you very much, Sarah, for coming in today. Appreciate
it.
It's Marvin the Martian and ALF so far. Three more aliens to learn about this week. Looking forward to tomorrow's episode.
Me too.
Ed Smith has traffic coming up in just a few minutes. That forecast from Josh looking great for tonight and tomorrow as well. He's got the details next.